When I felt lost and lonely, not a dream in my head, you lifted my spirits high. Remember what you said. As long as there's Christmas, I truly believe that hope is the greatest of the gifts we'll
Valkyrie, interesting judging you after judging with you for Popstar and being judged by you in Love Me. I don't know this song, and I think it's an obscure one that I probably should know, and Ambi and Zell are probably like, how can you not know this song? But I thought this was a good song choice for you, whatever this was. I thought you had nice emotion. Well, the emotion could have been better, but it was still decent, and I thought you had good power in your vocals, and including the high parts. The only real negative thing I had for this was that sometimes when you ease into your notes, it sounds kind of post, almost like how Velazari sounded in the last audition episode, but nowhere near as bad. It's like you start on the note and you just pick up the volume and you I don't know, it sounds really stupid trying to mimic it, but it's like you start on the note and you just push it and you raise the volume and then you kind of let it die off, so it kind of sounds like it's coming in and out. And yeah, that's the only thing I didn't really like in this audition, and I think it's been a recurring thing that you've been working on, but it was just kind of prevalent in the slower lower parts. But overall, I like this audition, Valk, and I had yes. So, good job.
Jeffers, how can you not know this song? Seriously.
I know! My god, Jeffers.
How can you not have seen Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas?
Well, it was like one of those bastard child sequel movies, which it's being re-released on DVD, as is Belle's Enchanted World. They just announced it within the last couple of days, because they're re-releasing like the ultra platinum super special edition of Beauty and the Beast on DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, that's right.
And they just announced that they're gonna release Enchanted Christmas and the other one, Magical World.
Okay, because I thought they were already on DVD.
I don't know. They might be re-releasing it.
That's
the
probably
whole
what it
thing
is
with re-releasing and all that jazz.
Yeah. Although I like it. It's a cute little sequel.
It's good, and Tim Curry's the villain, so when Tim Curry's the villain, you know it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is As Long As There's Christmas. For me, this was a bit slower than I'm used to hearing it, no matter whether it's the reprise or the main one, because it just felt a lot slower for me in this audition. And since some of the notes were a lot more slower, they were a little bit longer, and you almost were losing them a bit, the really long notes. I would have liked a teeny bit more emotion. And I think what Jefferson was saying is the crescendo. It's like when you're getting the higher notes or the louder notes, you're just crescendoing, and then you went back down and all that. It was pretty overall, but it was just a little slow for me, and that was kind of distracting for me. Ambie?
Yeah, I think that was, like, the main thing here was that you're how to word this. It was definitely too slow, because what was happening was the notes were getting so long that you were losing control under them and the support under them, and they were getting kind of shaky. I think that if you just sped up the tempo a bit, so rather than like, as long as, like, it almost seemed to like get like, oh my god, when are these notes gonna end? Just speed it up already. If you just go on, like, right, a little bit more like, as long as there's Christmas, and just spit up, and then it would have been, I think, also a little peppier, and I think that peppier would have been better with this. Like, I understand it was the reprise version, which is slower, but not
this slow.
I mean, this was really slow, and it really highlighted some of the shakiness that you have in maintaining control of longer notes. So I still think it was good. I really liked your emotion in it. Like, I thought that it really felt that whole, like, sadness of the song and all that. Yeah. Because this is the sad version of the song. The other version is the happy version of the song. This is the I'm in prison and I'm going to rot here version of the song.
Well, no, this is the one
where... Spoiler again.
Okay, spoiler. This is the part where...
She's in the jail and she's going to rot there forever.
Angela's the one who starts the song. She's trying to make her feel more happier that there's still some hope or something like that. And then Belle joins in and then we get all happy and la 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 la. And we somehow get to the end and happy ending, yeah.
But it starts off sad because it's like that pit. Oh, come on, they're pitying Belle. It's like, oh, Belle's going to rot here, but at least it's Christmas. Oh man, I'm making this movie so sound like it's mean now. But no, I really liked the emotion in it because I thought it had like a very somberness to it. And I personally really like your upper notes. So like when you were hitting like the love is the greatest and stuff like that, I liked those. You could have backed a little bit more off the mic because they got a little hot towards Toppy. But overall, I thought it was good. The pitch at the beginning, like for the first like couple of words, were a little weird, but then it completely went away in the chorus. So I'm gonna have to agree with Jeffers and say yes.
I'm a yes too. Just next time you do the song, please be a little faster.
Yeah, don't fall into the trap of going too slow, because like it works for some things, but then don't go too overboard with it.
Right.
So congratulations, Valk. Welcome to the competition. That was our third yes of the night. We're really picky tonight. I'm like upset with ourselves. We're so freaking picky. Okay. Coming up next is Audrey Go Lightly 13.
New person.
Yes.
Look at me. I will never pass for a perfect bride. Or a perfect daughter, can it be? I'm not meant to play this part. Now I see that if I were truly to be myself, I would break my family's heart. Who is the girl I see staring straight back at me? Why is my reflection someone I don't know? Somehow I cannot hide who I am, though I've tried. When will my reflection show who I am inside? When will my reflection show who I am inside?
Audrey Go Lightly 13, singing, dare I say it,
the curse song.
Why
do people put us through this? They know we don't like this song, and they know it's a curse song. They're like, I'm going to be a rebel and do it. Stop being rebels, people, please.
Please. Audrey, you have balls for doing this song. That's my first note. Okay, actually, my first note is I heard movement and maybe a TV in the background at the beginning of the audition, which is really distracting, especially with my volume. And I'll just summarize what most of my notes mean here. The first half was better than the second half, because from Who Is That Girl? I see pretty much the second half. With the volume that I have my headphones on, it pretty much like destroyed my eardrums. They're ringing right now.
Yeah, Zelina, for those who don't know, Zelina is hard of hearing, so when she plays something, she has to have it up really, really loud. So for those of you who don't know, that's the reason why. Like mine is lower down, but even I at a normal volume felt similar.
But yeah, so your first half was a lot better than your second half. And let's see. You had like a few nice higher moments like at the beginning around the middle of that second half. Because of the overall mic quality of that section, it really hurt the audition. And then this at the end with the word inside, I want to know what happened there, because it just like went echoey and weird. And you also had a lot of notes off in the second half of the audition. Go, Ambie.
Okay, Audrey. Yeah, I think the biggest problem here is okay. I really thought that you have this cute voice, but it was hidden behind, I don't know if it was a really bad mic quality or, and I think it's more, I think you did a vote of a noise remove on this because it had that kind of tinny
Wah
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 wah wah
background.
wah background sound to it. And I think that it really, really, really. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, and if it's just your microphone, in which case, if it's your microphone, please go out and buy a new mic, because this mic is horrible, potentially one of the worst mics I've heard on this show ever. And we've had some bad mics. Like, it really just distorted you, because, like, when you got to those high notes, you topped out so bad that it became unlistenable to you at those points. And it makes me really sad, because I could hear that you have a good
Promise.
voice and promise through it, but it is so overpowered by the quality of it and just the overall, like, and like polishing that. It's kind of like back with like Miss Voice of an Angel. We asked her to do it, we heard something with the reverb and we heard potential. We asked her to do it without it, and when she removed it was something completely different than what we expected. So now I'm cautious about. Well, I like you through all of it, but is it going to still sound like that without all of the craziness? And I'm not sure, and I kind of want to be more sure of it. And I'm a little torn on that, so I really want to hear what Jeffers has to say about this. So let's play Cano Jeffers.
The curse song is back. You're a brave one, Audrey. Go lightly 13. Overall, I thought this was very pretty, and the emotion was a lot better on this song than what I usually hear people bring, so that was good. There was only the well, I for a nitpick, there was a bum note on Who I Am, the I think I or Am or something like that towards the end was a little bit flat. But the biggest issue here was kind of your mic quality, because it was very muffled sounding, and there was also some like quality control things in there. Like, I'm sure Ambie will mention them, but like there was a couple mic sounds, like when you move the mic or you blow air into it when you're singing, or and there was one section where you're peaking because it was too loud. And then the last inside at the very end, the quality went really wonky, and I'm not sure what happened over there, but try and avoid that because I think you have a lot of potential. Just your mic quality is not the greatest, so be careful about that. And I'm really happy you did the movie version too, instead of the Christina Aguilera pop version. So I had a maybe leaning towards yes. Just be very careful on your mic quality. But yeah, overall, good audition.
See, Jeffers, I did not note the mic things because of the fact that Zelina noted them, so. And she noted them first. So, I'm a maybe on this as well. Are you, let me guess, you're a maybe too, aren't you?
I'm a maybe, but I'm leaning towards a direction.
Well, if it's a direction that you want to put me on the spot with, I'll let you do that since I've put you on the spot twice already.
If it wasn't for her microphone, I probably could have gotten a yes, but since it was very harsh for me, and she had a lot of things in the back as well, I have to say a no.
Okay, so now it's all on me. Awesome. I don't know. That's where my tornness lies. I see the potential, but it was so covered up, and I just, cool. I'm trying to picture like what it would sound like with music, and I don't know. And I kind of feel like it was not so much the mic as what she added on top of the mic, like with that. It almost feels like there might have been something going on in the background, and she did the sound removal to lessen that, but it didn't lessen it, it only ruined the vocals. Because I heard her speak on that PSA that she and... But then again, I don't know, so the mic sounded kind of bad there too, but it didn't sound as bad as this.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know.
And with my original volume, I heard, like, it had to either be people in the background or television or the radio, something like that.
I'm going to have to side with Zelina on this and say no. Because, again, we're being ultra picky so that we don't end up with a million people. And I just personally would like to see something a little bit more polished. It really kind of annoys me when people have things going on in the background. It's like, it's a 90-second recording. You can turn the TV off.
Right.
Like, for 90 seconds, you can turn the TV off or mute it for 90 seconds. And it kind of irks me sometimes when people don't do that.
And she also had the movement in the beginning as well.
Yeah, there was a little movement in the end, but that sounded more like turning off the microphone or something like that. So I definitely want to hear you again. And you kind of admitted in your email that it's like, if this, you were very positive about the fact that you have like two more auditions. I really think that you can make it through on your next audition if you just clean it up a little bit. Because your vocals have a lot of promise, but I think you just need to clean it up a lot.
And like I said, I like the first part better than the second half. So we don't hate you. It's just that second half for me was just iffy.
It's a little discouraging, like just like half and half, but we need to be like solid. And I was not solid here. So I'm sorry, Audrey, please re-audition.
Please do.
We're getting close to the end. Coming up next is Oliviana.
Italian girl.
We're back to that now. Okay. Italian girl is up next.
Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watch them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I memorize their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them, but part of them. And out there, living in the sun, give me one day out there, all I ask is one, to hold forever out there, where they all live unaware. What I'd give, what I dare, just to live one day out there.
Oliviana. Okay. First of all, when I heard the song, I was like, girl, you better explode, because I know for a fact you heard our critique with Bright when he did this and how we were like, you gotta build that section. So I was right. Really let down when you didn't do it. Like, vocally, like, voice-wise, I think that your tone on this was really, really good, but it was so, like, performance-wise, underwhelming. Like, it kind of, I don't know, because it kind of felt like you were going for something different. Like, the first part for me worked, like, the more subtle part, like, the safe behind these windows and all that, but, like, there's no way of getting around that when you hit that out there in the chorus, you have to have something in you. Like, there has to be some change, because that's, like, the whole, like, epic moment of the song, because it's like, you want to go out there and be out there, and it really just didn't change or go anywhere or do anything. And, I mean, that's what you really need, and this is, like, I've heard you before. I heard you all best the rest season long. And that's like a recurring thing I always say with you. I'm saying it again, which really disappoints me that I had to say it again, is that you need to work on the dynamics of something and not just, because your tone is always really, really good. But there was just no, it was dynamically nothing for me personally. And there was some odd random key changes through in the first half of it, and a couple in the second half, but mainly in the first half, like, odd as in, someone did this earlier, but I forget who I gave this note to, where, like, one note would change, like, one word would change key, and then it would go back, like, it was kind of odd. So, it was
You've just... You've gotten that note a while.
Yeah, it was just a bit reserved overall. Like, again, the first half was appropriate, second half was not. And now we...
Go to Jeffers.
We played a keep having to remind myself. It's like, no, now we play Jeffers. We don't go to Zelina. We play Jeffers.
Hello, Oliviana. Yeah. This is a hard one because I thought you sounded very pretty. And the emotion could have been a little bit bigger. And the build could have been bigger as well when you got to the chorus and the power section. But overall, it was not too bad. The thing about this audition was that there was a lot of key changing. There was, like, I think one or two in the verse, but, like, when you got to the chorus, it was changing a lot. And I think it's more that it was an a cappella audition without music, and it's hard to stay in the same key versus, like, it being pitchy. Like, I think you would have been fine if there was music behind it. Yeah, that was just the biggest issue that I had with this was that you were changing keys quite frequently. And because of that, I had like a maybe leaning towards no. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Please re-audition. But, yeah, just focus on not changing keys and it'd be a lot better.
There's one thing I've noticed with this song, and I'm sorry to start the critique this way, is... Out There and Go the Distance are very similar songs, in the sense.
Are they both written by... they're both written by Schwartz, too, right?
I believe...
I think they're both Schwartz.
Wait, didn't... Who was the lyrics for Hercules? Wasn't that just Mencken?
I want to say that there was one movie that Schwartz and Mencken...
That was Pocahontas.
That was Pocahontas?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You were critiquing. I'll look it up while you're critiquing.
Okay. Well, anyway, they're very similar songs, as in they start out, like, in this nice lower, well, not lower range, but more subtle, I guess is the term, and then they grow, like, on the word Out There or Go the Distance. So, yeah. Okay, for me, you had interesting phrasing for Hungry for the History. The words them, one, were shaky. This is a weird note. Donde está the build-up, which is, where was the build-up in this? Because this is one of those songs that you're just, what?
I found that really funny that you had to give that, you had to give that note in Spanish.
Okay. And scene. Okay. So yeah, it was just not going anywhere for me in the build-up. Like, this guy wants to go someplace, not go the distance, but he just wants to get out of that bell tower. Well, you did have a nice voice for this song, but you also had a lot of odd notes, or as everybody else is saying, key changes. But that's all I have.
Yeah, they are. You're right. They are both Mencken. Hunchback is Schwartz, and Hercules is David Zippel. Or Zippley or something.
Zippel, okay.
Okay. So now...
I was right.
So Jeffers said no. And I'm gonna have to say no as well. Just to be fair to other people that we have said no to on the same grounds as this.
Right. No, and I'm also a no for this one as well. Because it was too linear for me.
Yeah.
It needed to go somewhere.
It needed to... Exactly. Like, your vocals have really improved so much, but you have to get that other half of it or it's only halfway there. It's
right.
It's halfway there. That's the other version of Almost There from Princess and the Frog. Okay, that was a really failed joke. Coming up next. No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
It took me a while to even get near realizing the connection.
Yeah, it was that fail of a joke. Okay. Coming up next, we have Nikki Bryant. New name.
New person.
New name. Not familiar with this person. Let's see what we get.
Mm-hmm.
All those days, watching from the windows. All those years, outside looking in. All that time, never even knowing just how blind I've been. Now I'm here, blinking in the starlight. Now I'm here, suddenly I see. Standing here, it's all so clear, I'm where I'm meant to be. And at last I see the light, and it's like the fog has lifted. And at last I see the light, and it's like the world is new. And it's warm and real and bright, and the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything looks different now that I see you.
Okay, Nikki Bryant? 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 I think that's how it is. Okay, I thought this was really cute, and my goodness, lots of Tangled, and I love Tangled, so that's always a good thing. This was really cute, and I hope you guys can't hear that screaming in the background. Some, yeah, people are moving out and some, one of my friends is getting tickled, tortured. But anyway, Nikki, I thought this was cute, but it was a little vibrato heavy for me on certain words. Like instead of, usually people use vibrato at the end when they're trailing off or releasing notes. And sometimes it was kind of used in the middle of words and it was a little too much for my liking. I also think your audition was vocally a bit linear in performance, and it could have had a bigger build into the chorus, like how it swells in like the original. And it could have used a bit more dynamics, but I have a maybe, but it's a maybe leaning towards yes. So yeah, we'll see how the other two judge you or decide, so yeah.
All right, Nikki Bryant with I See the Light. Although I think Jeffers already said that in his. My first note is, oh, a young Rapunzel, how cute. I see her singing this when she's looking at the stars lanterns in the movie. She's a little girl. I had the same note as Jeffers. Your voice was a bit shaky or had too much vibrato in some parts. I did, like, vocally, I liked your voice, but it needed more levels to it. And it needed a bigger build to it for me. And that's all I have, Ambie.
Nikki, I really like your voice. There was something just so sweet about it. And I really thought that you captured the very essence of what Rapunzel is about, especially in this song. Like, the beginning of it was just like so soft and subtle, and you like, just really, I was impressed at how well you captured the feel of the song in the beginning. Now, I do agree that the second half needed to build more, but it was it's not a huge build to begin with. Like it I think that Jeffers said it better. It needed to swell more than build. And it didn't swell, but it was swell. Your mic has a little bit of a hiss behind it. I don't know if it was like a mic hiss or if it was that you were a little too far from the mic, because it almost seemed like a little room echoey at times, but just like slightly. So watch that and watch making small noises, because there was one point when I heard like a small, I don't know if it was like a sound of like on the table or like tapping the mic or something, but it was only one. But overall, I was personally impressed by how well you captured the song itself. But
This was adorable, though. I'm like,
God. I was impressed by that. And it did need to swell, like Jeffers said. But the first half of it was just so, like, perfect that I'm going to have to say yes. Because it was, like, spot on exactly what this song needed to be. It was I say this a lot. It was a really good base for something.
Mm-hmm. I pretty much have to agree, because I really like her voice, and I really just love the sweetness of it that she has for it.
Really, like, she'd do really good with, I think, with other,
younger characters.
Not younger. I was going to say princesses. Like, I think she has a very princessy type of voice.
She does.
I personally think so. So, that's three yeses. Welcome to the competition, Nikki. I think this is the first person tonight that we're welcoming in that is not on VH yet. So, if you have not joined VH yet, come on over. That was the wrong thing that I pasted there into the file. I accidentally pasted the word house centipedes into our spreadsheet. Because, funny story. Right before I recorded this, I listened to you sing, and I was about to listen to Jeffers when a house centipede ran across my desk, and I was like, turned on the mic real quick, and I was like, Zelina, I have a bug issue, I'll be right back, and she's like, what? So then I had to, like, chase down the bug with my killing shoe, because I have a killing shoe.
It took me a while to recover from that.
Yeah, but it's okay now, the bug is dead, the bug is no more. But as I was saying before I got distracted by house centipedes again, we post the stuff, I think you're probably a VAA person. There was another place that she's a VAA person. We will post the things on VAA. We don't like discriminate against other websites, but we post first on VH, and we host like listen parties over Skype via VH as well. So if you want like the most up to date info beyond just like regular emails, come on over and audition for Lone Star. Because I promise I'm gonna plug like a million times today, so plugging again.
The judges are awesome on there.
Yeah, they are. They're funny. Okay, I don't know how to pronounce this next person, so you're pronouncing them.
Oh, thanks. Kaoritsuo?
What?
Kaoritsuo.
Kaoritsuo.
Kaoritsuo. Kaoritsuo.
Kaoritsuo. Kaoritsuo. Kaoritsuo. Let's just go with that. Kaoritsuo. Karitsuru.
Yes.
Gotta go really fast or it doesn't work. All right. Karitsuru, you next. Hi.